As Bartlett Regional Hospital struggles to improve its workplace environment, concerns about failing equipment have been taken to the Juneau Assembly. The city-owned hospital is governed by an assembly-appointed board of directors and managed by Quorum Health Resources. Quorum's contract expires in 2011. A Bartlett neurologist says the hospital is putting the community at risk by not purchasing a new CT scanner. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Neurologist Susan Hunter-Jern says the hospital has known about problems with its current CAT scan machine for some time.
2 years ago, the CT scanner that we have now went down for 4 solid weeks, and that involved a great deal of hassle for patients as well as doctors, not to mention severe medical legal liabilities, and could have cost the hospital a big chunk of money.
Hunter-Jern says at least 10 people were medevaced out of Juneau during that time because the hospital couldn't diagnose their condition without a CAT scan. She says one patient was operated on twice to look for internal bleeding, which wouldn't have been necessary if the hospital had a working machine. Hunter-Jern says a group of Bartlett doctors visited other hospitals last October to see what type of CT scanners were being used. In November, they recommended Bartlett purchase an Aquilion 1, the most modern machine on the market.
It's the only machine that takes a picture of the full brain, including the blood vessels, in one click, and that one click is 0.35 seconds. The other machines take this picture, then that picture, then that picture, then that picture, and have to add them all together. This is the only machine also that can take the whole heart in one picture. That's because it has a bigger detector.
Bartlett Chief Financial Officer Garth Hamblin admits there have been issues with the current scanner, but lately it's worked just fine. He says the fiscal year budget that just closed included $1.2 million to buy a new machine, but in the course of investigating its options, the hospital administration decided to ask the board for an extra $1.5 million for an advanced CT scanner. The money is in the current fiscal year budget, and Hamblin expects it to be spent soon.
My understanding is that at the upcoming medical staff meeting, it will be discussed, final recommendation, trying to get a consensus from the medical staff, then it can work its way through the board process now that we're in the year where the money's budgeted so that we could install the machine late fall, early winter timeframe.
Hamblin says part of the reason it's taken so long is that the Aquilion 1 and similar CAT scanners only became available in the past 2 years.
Much faster, much higher quality, the number of images that are captured in a single pass. So we're talking about going from a basic CT to a CT that can do cardiology studies, quite advanced.
Bartlett has the only CT scanner in Juneau. Other healthcare providers like Juneau Bone and Joint Center and Search offer X-rays or MRIs, but not CT. Stephen Katzenson is director of radiology at Providence Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. Providence has 2 CT scanners. Neither is as fast as the Aquilion 1, but Katzenson says they do the job. He says CT allows hospitals to do so much more than other imaging services.
X-ray can see bone, but doesn't really see soft tissue that well. Ultrasound sees soft tissue, but doesn't see bone well. MRI is a longer procedure. You have to be very still. You can't move. You move a little bit, it distorts the picture, and it makes it difficult to make a diagnosis. CT is basically the catch-all, and it's so fast. To say that that's the workhorse of the department, oh, it absolutely is.
Bartlett neurologist Hunter-Jern says the delay in getting a new machine doesn't make much sense, considering some of the other capital projects the hospital has undertaken in the last 2 years.
A CT scanner generally pays for itself within a year, year and a half. None of the other things like the $3 million cath lab, the $12 million back entranceway, the $25 million adolescent health unit, all of which we need, none of those would pay for themselves, much less within a year.
This is the second time this year Bartlett doctors have brought concerns about patient care to the assembly. In April, surgeons Rick Bozarth and Alan Schlicht raised equipment and staffing issues at a joint meeting of the assembly and hospital board. Mayor Bruce Botello says he's taking the equipment issue seriously. The entire assembly awaits the results of an employee satisfaction survey, and some members say they'll have tough questions for the hospital board and administration. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.